News from Moraville, September 19th, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Chloe. The weather in Moraville today through Sunday night continues to be hot and humid, temperatures 26 to 31 degrees, chance of rain and thunderstorms. Swayam, a housing project in the residential zone between Prayatna and Progress, will accommodate the various lifestyles of culturally diverse Moraville residents. It will include total water management by conscious landscape design, wastewater recycling, power generation by windmills, and solar for minimum dependence on the electricity grid. Feedback from the residents of Moraville is welcome within 2 weeks from the date of publication. If anyone wishes to have detailed information, contact L'Avenir d'Orville, 262-3568. The demand from journalists from all types of media, TV, radio, newspapers, magazines, websites, wanting to document Moraville has very much increased over the past years. Moraville Outreach Media is the working group answerable to the working committee that liaises with media people from both India and abroad. The role of outreach media is to screen and filter filming requests, obtain agreements to certain conditions, and having ascertained the bona fide intentions of the filmmakers in depth to process filming applications for the Government of India via the Moraville Foundation. For foreign filmmakers, the application process can be quite complex and may take a few months, as it also involves a filming permission from the Indian Embassy in their country. For local or national Indian filmmakers, this is not the case, but official authorization via outreach media has to be obtained. It's important for every Moravillian and other parties to know that outreach media oversees all filmmakers' requests from the moment the request reaches Moraville by phone or email throughout the shooting time until broadcasting time. Whenever such requests may come to individual Moravillians directly, they should be redirected to outreach media so they can be followed up. For assistance and further information, contact outreachmedia at oroville.org.in. Here are some tips for cell phone users. The Vienna Doctors' Chamber recommends the following precautions, as radiation of cellular telephones is not danger-free as the cellular companies claim at present. Cell phones, the calls should be as few and as brief as possible. Children and teenagers under 16 should not use cell phones. Their skulls are thinner and brains still developing. Pregnant women should not use cell phones because the radiation can negatively affect the developing fetus. Cell phones should not be held near the head while making and receiving calls. The cell phone emits more radiation during these times. Cell phones should not be used in vehicles because the radiation there is higher. Avoid using your cell phone when the signal is weak or when moving at a high speed, such as in a car or train, as this automatically increases power to a maximum as the phone repeatedly attempts to connect to a new relay antenna. When sending text messages, the cell phone should be held as far away from the body as possible. A caller should position himself or herself several meters away from other people, as the radiation is harmful to them as well. Avoid using a cell phone to play games. Headphones, earphones, may be unsafe. The wire may attract more radiation. Wireless networks, Wi-Fi, WiMAX, etc., produce high amounts of radiation. Always switch your cell phone off at night and never keep it near your head while sleeping. And avoid keeping your cell phone in your front trouser pockets. The radiation may affect male fertility. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Moravillians. For further information, please check the website, oravilleradio.org. Thank you for listening.